Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You're going to see a trend on the show today. This is Y&T Summertime Girls. I hazard a guess that every song today is going to have something to do with, I don't know.
Summer?
Summer?
The summer solstice?
It may or may not. I don't know if we're going to have time.
Which, by the way, is tonight at 10:52.
Yay.
P.M.
My favorite day.
10:52.
To which Scott said, how do they know that?
I don't know. Clocks?
Science?
It is the moment. Today is the longest day of the year.
It's the longest day. Mm-hmm. It is the longest day.
And I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but after today, every day gets just a little bit shorter.
I want to talk about that because okay. Today is the longest day of the year.
So, Sam, right before we came on the air, Danny goes, she was trying to get the Golf Channel on the TV over there. And she goes, you know, eyesight, it just sneaks up on you.
Yep, it does.
What's going on, Goose?
Well, I've lost my eyesight. I need to go make an eye appointment. I went from I can barely see to I can't see at all in like 30 minutes. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
We are collectively falling apart.
We are absolutely falling apart. But I'm telling you, I could not be in a more joyful mood.
What's going on?
I spent some time in the West Bottoms today, one of my favorite places to pop over. And my friend Vicky Rare, we've had her on the program before. She's the Oklahoma City bombing survivor.
Yes.
She owns Martin's Memories, and I called her this morning, and I said, girl, I need a door. I need to come down, and I need a door. So I spent an hour with her digging through her stuff looking for a door, found one.
Where do you need a door? I was at your house the other night. You don't need a door.
We do need one door, and of course I go down there and find it. She has 100 doors.
Where are you going to put the door?
It's the new closet door. So I needed it. She had it. I spent about an hour down there. You know, there's 5 floors worth of phenomenal stuff, and she's open on Fridays. So I got to spend some time with my friend Vicky. Please go down there and see her. If you need anything, I mean,
I think my front porch
floors of
yes,
stuff.
I think my front porch furniture is from there.
Scott, lamps, chairs,
yep.
Weird mannequins.
They have a loading dock on the south side.
They have an elevator that I get to go in that you pull. It's a freight elevator. You pull the wood slats down.
Oh,
I've been there.
Yes.
Sam, this is a great place.
And you,
I love it.
You push this little button and it goes. And yep. I mean, you're like, okay, I hope this thing works. And it does.
You keep your hands and legs inside the elevator at all times.
And it's super packed. Like there's furniture everywhere.
Packed.
Yes.
With stuff.
I've been, it's a great
place.
Just
cool stuff. So I love spending my day with Vicky down there. And then I get back to this part of town, get to the station, and I get a text confirming that we have the greatest guest coming on at 3:00. As you know, today marks the 50th anniversary of the hit movie Jaws. There is a party in Martha's Vineyard right now, unlike anything you have ever seen. Pretty sure Steven Spielberg is there. And one of the authors of several books, but one of them is 50 Years of Jaws Fin Addicts.
Okay.
Has written, you know, really some very extensive books on the making of those films. Mm-hmm. He is at Martha's Vineyard for the 50th anniversary celebration. He will call into our program today at 3.
So, as you mentioned yesterday on the show, Jaws was the first real summer blockbuster.
That is right. It changed the way we are viewing movies from that moment forward. All of the studios put all of their eggs in the summer movie blockbuster basket.
So in those last 50 years, since Jaws became the first, USA Today put out the best and worst in order from 1 through 50 summer blockbusters.
Okay.
Would you care to guess the top 10?
The top 10.
And then we have the bottom three.
And this way, this is, you know, adjusted for time and inflation?
No, it has nothing to do with money. Just the quality of the movie.
Because if it did, this list would be way off. Okay. It was dollar driven.
Yeah.
I was looking through the list and I was like, what is going on here? So no, it's purely
it
subjective.
It has nothing to do with money. It's all about, was this a good movie? Was it a good summer blockbuster?
Answer me this. How many of them are from the Marvel series? Iron Man.
One.
Which is part of the problem, because if it were based on dollar value, all of the top 10 would be Marvel movies.
The Marvel movies,
so
right?
Only one in the top 10.
Okay.
If you don't count Batman.
How far back does the list go? And then I'll start guessing.
50 years.
Okay, well, Jaws
it's
has
one,
to be.
It's yeah. 1 through 50.
Jaws has to be number one.
Jaws is number 5.
Okay. Titanic.
No.
I mean, there are just so many. Like Armageddon.
Think of some of the number 7.
Top Gun.
Number 7.
Okay.
Think of the biggest movies of all time.
So I can't believe Titanic's not on there. Top Gun.
Well, Titanic may have not come out in the summer.
Yeah.
Maybe fall or spring or whatever.
Give me any of the Fast and Furious.
Nope. Not one.
Give me a hint.
I already did, but there's a...
Avatar.
A flying rodent. I every time I say that, people bust my chops on the text line. A bat is not a rodent.
Batman?
No, 1989, correct.
Number the original, the
number,
big one.
Number 6.
Right. With Michael Keaton. Okay. Tell me the ready.
Movies you hate.
Star Wars.
Number 4.
And say it again.
Return of the Jedi.
Number 8.
I don't hate them. It's just not my thing.
And another one?
Whatever the other Star Wars movie is.
If the Empire were to strike, how would it strike?
It would strike back.
That is number one.
Wow. Number one? Okay. Give me the rest.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Number 2.
Forgot that was a summer movie. E.T.?
No. So number 3 is Dark Knight.
Okay.
Number 9, Jurassic Park.
Wow. How did we forget Jurassic Park?
Number 10 is Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, here are their three bottom summer blockbusters.
Okay.
Number 48, Star Wars, The Phantom Menace. Could not agree more. That movie sucks. Number 49, Spider-Man 3.
Okay.
And number 50, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen.
Oh, yeah. So bad.
And another way that we know that it was not based on dollar value, because while that movie was absolute hot garbage, it did rake in a boatload of money.
So today on Martha's Vineyard, the real-life version of Spielberg's fictional Amity Island, they have been planning for the 50th anniversary of Jaws for years. They are doing screenings of the film, live performance of the movie's famous score with the symphony, parties where the surviving cast and crew will attend. Everything is decked out in the Jaws theme.
That's cool.
In the peak summer months, that island sees as many as 200,000 visitors. Hotels are fully booked. Anniversary weekends are always sold out, and they think this weekend will shatter all of those records because so many people, it's the 50 year, it's a big deal.
And our guest in the 3 o'clock hour, he's from Lee's Summit, is that right?
Yes.
But he's in Martha's Vineyard.
He is in Martha's Vineyard as we speak and is taking a break from his book signing to call into our program at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
How cool is that?
And he is an expert on all things Jaws the movie.
Jaws. Yes.
So I can ask him, why was Jaws 3D released?
No, you can ask him.
Can he hand the phone to Steven Spielberg?
You could ask him.
Okay,
he's in the house.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Summer loving happened so fast. I know every word. And the dance. Met a boy, cute as can be. Oh, this song. Drifting away.
It is the first day of summer today. It starts at 10:42 tonight.
Okay.
On the dot.
Yep. By the way, I was mistaken and reported incorrect information. Update on the shootings of these lawmakers in Minnesota.
Okay.
The lawmaker and his wife who survived. Okay. I told you this week that they were shot 4 times each.
Yeah.
No. He was shot 9 times.
My God.
She was shot 8.
My God.
He is in critical but stable condition. She is in stable.
Okay.
So they've updated, the information on that. They're both expected to survive, but he was shot 9 times.
My God, how did they survive?
So he falls back, after being shot 9 times. The wife goes to slam the door in the gunman's face, and he shoots her 8 times.
My God.
And then it's the daughter.
The 18-year-old daughter calls 911.
Gets the door shut. Locks it and calls 911.
Did you hear about the technician who has won a civil suit? He's an HVAC guy.
Okay.
He was working at a Kroger warehouse when something exploded that led to the loss of several of his fingers. He is 37 years old.
By several, you mean, I think, 6 out of 10.
I'm not going to give the jury amount yet, because we've talked about this before on our program. Your body parts, if you're an actuary, have a number attached to them. That they just, correct. It does. And isn't it like an arm is worth more than a leg? I mean, this is macabre, but there is a list. If you lose certain body parts in an accident or an explosion,
right,
there is a monetary value that they place on those parts. So the HVAC technician was awarded this judgment after a refrigerant explosion at a Kroger in Michigan. And when you look at his hands, you guys, on one hand, he has all of his fingers but one. His thumb is intact. I think he's missing his pointer finger. On the other hand, he lost all of the fingers except the thumb. Hmm. He just has a thumb.
So these are not exact. It's not, you know.
It's not a precise, but it's a baseline.
So for an arm, the U.S. average in a lawsuit is $180,000. For a leg, it's $153,000. For a hand, it's $144,000. For a foot, $92,000.
I find that hard to believe, but here is the story. 37-year-old Brian Mierendorf was seriously injured in 2020 while working at the grocery store in Bloomfield Township. One of the defective refrigeration systems malfunctioned and released R22, a toxic chemical banned by the EPA. The chemical exploded into Mierendorf's hands as he tried to protect customers from the leak. The pipe fitter had to undergo 25 surgeries, which left most of his fingers amputated. Kroger had a ticking time bomb in a store at Bloomfield Township waiting to blow, says his attorney. Unfortunately, it blew up on Brian, and he lost his hands trying to save other people in the store from the toxic chemicals being sprayed out in the middle of the day in front of the meat department. So here we go. The jury reached its record-breaking verdict on Tuesday. It is $75 million.
How is this Kroger's fault?
During the trial, they argued that the store did not properly maintain the refrigeration system, did not hand over documentation of maintenance, repairs, or inspection records. What's more, they allegedly didn't complete, quote, an incident report until 2 years after the explosion. That's what's going to be. He might not have even gone down this road, but Kroger was dragging its feet like, well, you know, accidents happen. That's what I guess. Well,
why do they have to file an accident report? I mean, he went to the hospital, did he not?
Pretty sure OSHA should be involved when something of that magnitude happens,
I would
right?
I agree with you on that.
If it happens in your store, you have to file an accident report.
Yes.
Whether anything happens. If they go to the hospital, anything, you have to file that accident report.
Speaking of Kroger, they are facing backlash after a video of lackluster Juneteenth cakes for sale at one of their grocery store locations went viral.
No.
So this was in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yesterday.
On Juneteenth. Somebody goes into one of the Krogers down in Atlanta, and they're in the bakery section, and they're looking at the cakes. And on top of the cakes, would you care
Hang
to read
on,
what
I'm,
some
I'm
of them?
I'm pulling them up now. Okay. Hang on.
I'll just say that the person who shot the video said, this is some bull blank. Who the hell made this ugly blank?
Oh, no.
It was on Juneteenth, the day that slavery ended in 1865 in Galveston, Texas.
Okay,
read
okay,
what
wait,
it says
wait.
On the
Sam, one of them in just crappy handwriting, like crappy, awful handwriting, says free at last. They couldn't even
the at
spell
is an
out.
Ampersand.
The at is an ampersand.
Oh my god.
Free at last.
Oh my god.
The other one is a print that is blurry and not even centered on the cake.
Okay.
Can you see the other ones?
Those are the only two that I see.
Okay, another one read June 19 free.
Oh, congratulations?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And then free in all caps?
Free in all caps, that's right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You're not a slave anymore.
This is funny, but not funny. I am highly disappointed in Kroger.
By the way, the poor print one says celebrate freedom. Mm.
Okay. Have you guys seen the other cakes on that have gone viral where you will tell the grocery store to put happy birthday, Scott? Love you in small letters. Like you'll say, put happy birthday, Scott, love you in small letters. But the cake comes out, happy birthday, Scott, love you in small letters. Like they write. There have been so many examples where whatever you tell them to put,
they'll do it.
Or in parentheses.
It's like Ron Burgundy.
Yes, it's written out in parentheses.
You put it on the teleprompter, he will read it.
He will read it. Just write happy birthday. They put
just right
on there.
Just right. Happy birthday. Aaron on line two. What's up, man?
Hey, I do refrigeration and whatnot. And I just read through this story a little bit. And the journalist and the lawyer both must have went to the same school on how to bump up their numbers on how many words are used. All refrigerant is toxic in some way, shape, or form. R22 is being phased out. They don't make it anymore, but it's no more dangerous than any other refrigerant. I don't know all the particulars of this case, but when refrigerant is leaking, they teach you on day one to get away from it. Let it leak. We'll get more. You know, you can't save it.
What he was doing, Aaron, was trying to get people back when he noticed it was happening. He knew how toxic it was, so he was telling the customers, you need to get back. And then it exploded.
Is R22 Freon?
Yes, it is. So Freon is like Kleenex. It is a catch-all name. It's a trademark name by DuPont. And so they're the different names, 22, it's an HFC, I believe. It's got all kinds of different chemical names. Okay. And so they give them catchy names like different medicines. And so... But still, I don't think it was never going to explode. It's not flammable like propane, which propane is a refrigerant as well. I could teach you all kinds of things. But this guy, I don't know how he got as much money as he did because you don't touch things that are bad. So.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate the call.
Yep.
Are you for it? Somebody says they got a cake that said, you suck. Just kidding. Don't write that. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, you know, we talk about hoarding from time to time on the program, and that fascinates both of us.
Yeah.
The other thing that I don't want to say I'm fascinated with it. I don't understand it. Help me understand kleptomania, okay?
Just stealing stuff to
there
steal stuff?
There is a wealthy woman, and I mean wealthy, in the Hamptons. I mean, look, you got to have money to be anywhere near the Hamptons.
East Egg, West Egg.
She owns a concierge service. She's the founder. Okay. And she has been busted for stealing $141 in fish sandwiches. And police say it is not her first time. The wealthy founder of a posh Hamptons concierge service was busted for stealing salmon and fluke from a beloved local fish market after a fishy history of allegedly swiping other culinary
really?
Goods.
Really?
Look her up. 52-year-old Janine Ronick.
Well, first I'm looking up fluke. I've never even heard of that.
Who runs the high-end firm Luxury Attaché allegedly stuffed her bag to the gills with $74 in wild salmon steak.
Okay, can we drop the puns?
A 67 cut of fresh fluke and two deli sandwiches at the upscale Red Horse Market. And she is caught on tape.
I don't think they're finished with the puns.
Fluke is also a flounder.
Ronick lives in a $7 million seven-bedroom home. She allegedly dumped the seafood haul in her electric pickup truck and went back for more.
Were police on her tail?
When she came back, she was spotted by the worker trying to snatch a $100 porter steak. Mm-hmm. She was pretending she was on the phone, says the worker. And I see her with this giant bag of groceries, and I asked everyone, did you ring her up? And everyone's like, no. And out she walked. The alleged seafood snatcher has been in a sea of trouble in recent months for allegedly making off with items from at least two other businesses.
And see, she thought she was doing this swimmingly.
Really? It's part of a pattern, quoting here from the police chief.
So you're saying it's a stream.
Ronick was accused of stealing dozens of eggs from a roadside stand in East Hampton Towns on several occasions last year. She's been accused of swiping household items from a CVS.
See, I think she's hooked on stealing.
She took the money straight to the banks.
Look at the surveillance photo of her stealing eggs.
Yeah.
Help me understand how a woman who lives in a $7 million house is going around town in a very small posh town where if, you know, the wealthy beyond wealthy, they all rub elbows with each other.
Yep.
She's not even trying to hide that she's stuffing in her bag and walking stuff out.
I don't know if this is in the story, but can you tell me, how did police get her in the net?
That was terrible.
I know.
That was so bad that I'm not even going to acknowledge you just dropped that.
Well, first they cracked the case.
All right.
In all seriousness, it is a compulsion. It's not based on how much money you have. Wait, I mean, we saw the woman in Overland Park, allegedly. I don't know if she was ever convicted.
Oh, she was.
Okay.
She was.
Yes.
Many times.
When she left with the stolen eggs, she left in a 2023 Porsche in the year 2023.
That is so shallow.
I'm with Sam. It's a compulsion. Think about Winona Ryder back in the 90s. Remember when she was caught shoplifting from like a mid-level clothing store, things she didn't even need, didn't even want. She couldn't help herself.
She is forbidden from returning to the only CVS in the Hamptons. Because of the theft. So she's going to be arraigned June 25th. And she allegedly told the New York Post that she took the items from the fish market because, quote, the store's Apple Pay wasn't working.
No.
Is it possible? Is there something going on up here?
Yeah, of course. Yes. It's the same thing as a hoarder.
She says it was a misunderstanding. No,
it wasn't.
You have stolen things all over town, sis.
So ask people why they hoard, right? And they can't tell you. There is something missing in their life. And they're trying to fill this void. I would argue for a hoarder, there's a loss, and they're trying to fill that loss by just literally getting as much material stuff as they possibly can to fill this hole in their heart. And with a kleptomaniac, I think it's the thrill of the chase.
Yeah, I mean, it's the act of stealing, and once you get going, you can't reel it in.
Okay.
Get out.
Do you think they're going to convict her?
Yes,
of course they are.
At some point, I'm not even going to say even though it's $141.
It's been a catch and release up to this point.
Okay. All right. Get out. I have had it. I am trying to have a serious conversation about kleptomania.
So are we.
Kleptomania is a mental health disorder characterized by an inability to resist urges to steal things, even if those items are not needed and have little value. Individuals with kleptomania experience a growing sense of tension or anxiety before stealing, followed by feelings of relief or pleasure during the act, and then guilt or shame afterward. She doesn't have guilt or shame. In fact, when they asked her about it, she went, no, those other things, those were misunderstandings.
Yeah. Well, the scales of justice will prevail.
Okay. You know what? I'm done. Go to Macy's.com and you guys can just... You're running out of fish puns. You're running out of them.
Actually, the text line is not. From the text, are they going to send her up the river?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they could lure her in.
I'm out.
Oh, come on. These are funny.
First the police lobster, and then they flounder.
Okay. All right.
That one's bad, but thank you, text line.
I get it.
By the way... It affects approximately 0.3 to 0.6 of the general population, which means while rare, it's not entirely uncommon and, quote, can have a significant impact on individuals and their families. You would just be mortified if this was your mom or you were married to this person.
Other than the sunglasses at Walmart, and that joke has already been told.
Yep.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No, God, no.
You've never stolen anything in your life?
No. Oh, my God,
no. Be honest.
I am a rule follower.
Okay. But you've never stolen, even when you were a kid?
No. There was one time, I've told you this story like 20 years ago, where I got all the way out to the car with my groceries, and there was a gallon of milk underneath the cart, and I did not go back in and pay for it. But the next time I was at Price Chopper and I got milk, I told the woman, this is going to sound crazy. Will you please just ring this milk up twice? She goes, okay. And I go, look, a couple weeks ago I was here, got all the way up to, I didn't want to come back. It was raining. She goes, thank you for being honest.
No, so
that day, technically, I took something, but I righted the wrong.
With the Walmart glasses, and we've already had a field day with that story 1,000 times. Did you end up going back and paying for them?
Yeah, 100%.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Sam, have you ever stolen anything?
I have not.
Be honest.
I am being honest.
Okay.
I also caught my friend stealing one time and made him take it back into the store.
Oh, you wait, wait. You caught him in the act?
Well, we left and I was like, what are you? Because I bought things. And I was like, where did you get that? I didn't buy it for you. He was like, I took it. I was like, yeah, you're going to take it right back.
So,
oh, how old were you?
Oh, like fifth grade.
Yesterday, I was at the grocery store.
He was an old soul, even at fifth grade. Listen to that. You would take it right.
And I was behind this older woman, and she had one of the short shopping carts. You know what I'm talking about? All the trend these days, the short shopping carts. And she's putting all of her groceries onto the belt, and she has a gallon of milk in the lower storage portion of the cart. And she gets all of her stuff up there. And the guy is scanning it all, and she does not put the milk up there. And I'm like, oh, you little hussy.
It's like, oh, you forgot your milk.
And I was, if she didn't do it, I was going to call her out.
How do you know she did it on purpose?
No, no, no. Before he finished, she was like, oh, wait, I've got milk down here too. So, no, she was being honest.
Okay.
I don't want to say she was
But you
not.
Thought you were going to say, forgetting something there?
Well, I, for a moment, and right before he finished, like, her last item, she goes, oh, wait, I've got milk down here. And I'm like, yeah, you better put it up there.
Well, is it possible she forgot it like I did?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying she was up to no good, but I was thinking to myself, if she does not put that milk up there,
I'm going to say something.
I am going to be a crime observer.
Milk thief?
Yeah, and I'm going to make her put her milk up there.
Would you like to guess the gender breakdown with respect to kleptomania? No,
majority women.
I was going to say, I don't have to guess. I know
majority women.
Some studies report a ratio of 2-1, and some report 3-1. It typically
women
emerges.
To men?
Yep. Typically emerges in late adolescence or early adulthood, with women often seeking treatment later than men. You know why I think that is? I think men get caught. I think women get away with it. And then it,
why do men get caught?
Until it affects your personal life, like your job,
yeah,
or you're on the news.
Women have these bags that they carry around all the time.
Purses, yeah.
You'd be amazed how many times I see someone come in with an empty bag, and when they leave,
do you observe a bit of? Well, hang on, when you're doing your QT gig, do you see a lot of shoplifting?
Oh, and I have to step in all the time.
You do?
Hey, you gonna pay for that?
And what do they say?
Those chips aren't free. Well, sometimes they bolt out the door. Sometimes our security person steps in. Sometimes.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I had nine chips
like,
in my bag.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot that was in my pocket.
Listen to this, you guys. Women with kleptomania are far more likely to have an eating disorder as well. Whereas men are more likely to have other impulse control disorders. Like OCD.
Okay.
Women with kleptomania are more likely to have an eating disorder. Well, what is that about? Right?
I don't know. Why did Winona Ryder do it? Did she ever explain?
She was young and...
She was young.
And
rich.
Could you argue she was... could gain a few pounds back then. I mean, she was very, very thin.
Very skinny. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it has to do with not feeling like you're getting enough attention.
But eating disorders are about control, not attention.
But Winona Ryder was a huge, huge superstar when she did this. In the early 90s. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. When you're ready to feel old, this song is 34 years old.
Wow.
This year. 34. Did you see the video of the Tampa Bay Rays relief pitcher getting hit in the head in the dugout with a foul ball? Hunter Bigg was carted off after taking a line drive to the head during last night's game against the Baltimore Orioles. The incident occurred during the top of the seventh when Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman drilled a line drive into the Rays dugout, striking Big. The pitch was apparently caught by their assistant strength coach before his head hit the ground.
Oh, it is. Oh, my God.
Adley struck it very hard. Anything hit 95 miles per hour up, Major League Baseball considers a hard hit ball. This was 105, just to give you an idea of how well struck a baseball this was. It hit somebody in that Tampa Bay Rays dugout. Just joining us, we've had a delay now of several minutes as the injured party is attended to by some local EMTs in the first base dugout.
So that goes on for many minutes.
Yeah, he's placed on a backboard.
They get him onto the stretcher, they get him onto the cart, and he throws the biggest thumbs up into the air.
He never lost consciousness.
How? I've seen the video.
Exit velocity on that ball was 105.
Wow. That's CAG's exit velocity.
Okay. Tim in North Kansas City. Hello, Tim.
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Hey.
I just got in my truck. I left Sam's Club on North Oak. You guys are talking about this. I couldn't believe it. There was three women that were in front of me. Well, not in front of me, but they'd already checked out. Well, they made them come back. They had to unload half of their cart because they didn't pay for the stuff.
We're back to the kleptomania. You saw three women stealing stuff at Sam's?
Yeah, they you know, when you go out, they check your, you go through the scanner and it shows what you paid for. Well, they had to come back and unload half their cart, and they were throwing the stuff out of the cart into another cart like they were mad they got caught. I'm like, it was the dangest thing you've ever seen. And then 2 years ago, I was at Sam's at the Legends area. There was a woman in front of me with two young kids. And so the woman checked her ticket, and she goes, now, the lady that worked there, she goes, now give me what's in your bag.
Oh! Like,
yeah, the lady goes, what? What are you talking about? Hmm. She goes, give me what's in your bag. So the lady that works there grabs the woman's bag, opens it up. She has five packages of lobster tails in her bag.
Wow. So, Tim, the most stolen thing is meat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the lady that worked there, I had a hold of her cart because she was trying to drag her cart out. Well, she wasn't getting the cart. And the lady said that was her third time through the store that day. That's why they knew what she was doing.
Wow.
Third time through the store.
Okay, but I am going to say this, and thank you for the call, Tim. There's a difference between kleptomania and just thieves. There really is.
That's not kleptomania.
No. I'm going to keep stealing stuff, and I'm going to go sell it out of the back of my car to make extra money.
That's criming.
That's brazen.
Yeah. What I think kleptomania is, and maybe I'm wrong, but I am an amateur psychologist. Kleptomania is when you're stealing it for the thrill. When
Thrill of the kill.
You don't even want it.
You can afford it. You could easily pay for it at the cash register. But you're trying to see if you can get away with it. You know what I mean? What Tim is describing to me is just thieving. That's, you know, to Dana's point, I'm going to steal this and then I'm going to sell it to somebody else, or I'm just going to save myself about $150. When you're kleptomania, you're doing it for the thrill. Just to see, can I get away with this? Are they going to catch me?
If you did not see the sunset last night.
Boy, that picture you showed me was gorgeous.
Go to my Dana Wright KMBZ page. Everyone started posting their own pictures of that sunset. It looked like the sky was on fire. Mm. And people from all over the metro, different cities, north, south, everyone had their different vantage point of it.
Yeah.
And so it's a beautiful look all over town. It's indescribable. It looked like it was on fire. So go do that. We have a special guest coming in studio up next. If you are a fan of the Guinness Book of World Records, you want to hear from David Rush. He is the most prolific Guinness World Records holder. He is in town, and we're going to interview him coming up. And then we've got our Jaws interview at 4 p.m. today. Do not forget that. Today, the 50th anniversary of the greatest movie of all time. That's coming your way at 4 o'clock.
All right, don't forget we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after 5 o'clock, and that is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.